Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, and whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes, and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, in a couple sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Yeah. Hello, my name is Jonathan Brennan. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Satrix Solutions. It's pronounced Satrix because it's a combination of satisfaction and matrix. And we're a professional services consulting firm that really specializes in B2B customer and employee feedback programs. We're working hard for our clients to get them the rich, candid insights they need for their customer base to adapt to the current environment, and also to really ensure that the decisions and investments they're making will have a material impact on their customers' experience.
Love it, Jonathan. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
Yeah. So the number one challenge in customer experience for professionals is really showing the C-level what the return on investment is for those initiatives. Too often, for example, C-level really talk about, well, we have a net promoter score. What is that? Did it go up? Did it go down? By how many percentage points did they do that? But they don't look at the context behind those quantitative numbers and look to the qualitative aspects of those feedback programs, be it net promoter score, customer satisfaction, customer effort score. Really, the most important aspect is the feedback that comes in and ties in to those metrics. And that's what we help them do. That's what helps build that ROI. So, you know, the three major aspects here are, one is to look at how can they build a culture internally around those metrics to build it up and keep it alive over time for their employees, and then to help improve their customer experience. Number two, create mentorships within the organization. If you've got stellar individuals that understand the line of sight for your company, from sales through onboarding, through adoption, all the way to the end and churn, if they leave, have them work with the employees on the front lines to build that empathy and understand those key touch points that a customer may be going through, and work through their empathy to help them become very strong, trusted partners of that organization, so they have no interest in looking for competitors or leaving. And then finally, the other big aspect about ROI is, with these feedback programs, you have to show your customers that you're listening. Mm-hmm. So develop a closed loop process there. Figure out who are those key individuals within your organization that will talk to those decision makers, influencers, and users of your product or service, and how that process is going to be. Show them the roadmap that you're using from their feedback, and build that over the course of a year and 2 years. As you do more and more different types of feedback surveys, whether that be a net promoter score or a transactional survey, and talk with them and have them set forth what aspects you're doing in the short term, long term, and hope to do on the product roadmap in the future. And if you've got too many things to look at, that's when you can ask your customers on these types of feedback programs, what is it that you need? What do you see that you're going to need in the next 6 to 12 months? And focus then on those for your roadmap to really show that they're listening. Over time, you're going to see that your customers are more open about giving feedback. You can then start building up internal client feedback structures, build client stories for marketing, work on additional referrals for sales. And remember, one of the key aspects of ROI is keeping that customer for just one more year. If you can make them happy and show that and keep it for one more year, you're going to be standing up much better over time.
They are. Love it there. Time for question number three. What other top CEOs, business owners, executives, or influencers that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. So my shout out is twofold. One is to one of our most successful clients, Schindler Elevator. We have been working with them for 6+ years, and they have really worked to develop a culture internally around that voice of the customer and voice of employee. They have regular surveys for their customers, but they also have very in-depth surveys for their employees, not just employees asking or giving feedback on their managers, but they actually use their headquarters and field employees, where the field will survey the headquarters. How are the teams that I need to work with, legal, HR, et cetera, within the organization doing to help me, an employee, as a customer of Schindler? Doing a great job. And overall, for all of our clients, the ones that do the best are those that have the frontline employees that are working the hardest. So I really shout out to them. Those are the individuals who are talking to the customers each day, listening to them, listening for red flags on things that could be concern, and acting on them appropriately and proactively so that they don't have customer churns.
Perfect. That's awesome there. Number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah, so I have to admit, I don't do a lot of sales, but one aspect of sales that I do a lot of is working with data protection agreements, working with PII and those aspects. And it's really interesting over the last 12 to 18 months, how much more that has taken effect, not just with GDPR and the California privacy laws, but across the board, how much more individual organizations are really keeping track of that. And at Satrix, we have worked extremely hard to build up our security. And being a small boutique consulting firm, it's great to go to these large multinational publicly traded organizations and show them what we have done internally on privacy and security.
Perfect. Look, again, it's not always a sale as in the sale, you know, like actual exchanging of monetary value. So love your answer to that question. So Jonathan, you've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want, or we can end early. I'm flexible. Go for it.
Well, I will tell you that Satrix over the last couple of months has been working hard on a net promoter system perception survey that we put out to the marketplace of many different organizations, many different levels within the organization about, are they using net promoter system? How are they using it? How do they like it? What are their satisfaction levels? And we're in the final stages of getting that report done and out to the public. And I'll just say that there is still very strong adoption with the net promoter system. It helps many, many companies. And we hope to work with companies in the future to help them institute that as well.
Perfect. Perfect there. You got 2 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early? And ending early is okay.
Yeah, sounds good. I think we're good. Thanks.
We're doing it there. Yeah, pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Jonathan, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Love it. Love it. Your website. Say it real quick.
Satrixsolutions.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. Woo. There we go. Jonathan, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.